Blog Talk Radio.
It's Zoe Moon, and I am here with you covering the week of December 10th through the 17th. And about a half hour into our show, we're going to have the Mars-Uranus opposition complete. So hopefully we'll stay on the air through that, and there won't be any too crazy things going on around us. And hopefully you guys are starting to feel a little bit of a easement from this crazier week that we've had in the last 7 days as Mars squared Pluto and then now is completing the opposition to Uranus. The only thing I really want to touch on with that, since we're over that as of this evening, is that, you know, this combination that's going on happens about every 2 years as Mars activates. Obviously, Uranus and Pluto would be in different positions, different places in the sky each time that it happens. But what it's really about is getting us motivated, getting things happening, you know. So I wrote a little bit about it on the Daily today that, you know, we go along for the couple years and we have things in the works and we're contemplating what we'd like to do with this or that, or we're, you know, reacting to things going on, but we're not really making the changes. And when we have Mars come up and hit the Pluto-Uranus square opposition, it's actually called a T-square when you have those, you know, those three points activated, then everything happens, you know. So it may be that you took action and you just decided to dive into something and really get in there and make it move along in some different direction, or you decided to walk away and you were done, or you had a blow up with somebody, or there was an accident, or you had to react to something coming at you from another person. And again, you know, this is going to be over with this evening as far as the biggest intensity of it and the cosmos' biggest push to get each of us to do whatever that was that we needed to do. Mars was about taking action involving a specialist or a client or a partner or an agent or an opponent, an enemy, a competitor, an attorney, you know, any significant one-on-one relationship, or it was about pushing us to take action in the name of justice or equality or balance in the situation. Uranus was bringing the surprise and the sudden shake-up or excitement around it, and Pluto was bringing the deep evolution to it through destructive, you know, tearing something down and building it back up. You know, I know for myself, as I went through it, I had my Chloe kitty, you know, have to have her leg amputated, and I had to see the specialist about that. It was pretty traumatic, and she's in really great recovery mode right now. And everybody that's been asking me about her, and thank you again for all the positive energy coming our way over that. But everybody's had their own story, and I've heard lots of them in the past week. So just know that, you know, the biggest part of it after this evening, you've figured it out or you've done something, reacted to it. And then in this week ahead, if there's going to be any emotional activation, anything still hanging in there that you feel like you just need to say because you just, you know, your emotions are amped up about it, then that would be later Saturday evening into the first part of Sunday. Because the moon will, you know, graze against these planets during that period. So it doesn't mean anything else is going to happen. It just may mean that you have an emotional outlet for all the stuff that's been going on. And then lastly, I would just say that, you know, as we move past whatever changes or whatever new things that we dove into in this last week, as we move forward going ahead, that the next kind of shift with anything will be December 25th on Christmas Day, and that's when Uranus stops its backwards motion and goes direct. And since Uranus is a big part of what's been going on, if you instigated it, something with someone, say you had a confrontation or someone's fighting with you, or, you know, there's something you pushed to make happen and you're waiting to see it come through, then the next kind of big stage to that would be the 25th of December. So you might be done with whatever the battle's about, or you might be, you know, I know it's a holiday, but still, that's what it's saying. So we kind of start to head into new territory, pick up steam in new ways after that. Excuse me, this cough is trying to come back, and I'm not going to let it. So that's our Mars-Uranus-Pluto energy. It's been quite the intense week for a lot of people. I hope that you found it very motivating and that you were able to achieve a lot of things for yourself in this last week. And if you still want to do that, you know, jump in there tonight, right? In the week ahead, what we have going on that I think is just really promising, we have a couple things. We have the new moon in Sagittarius, which starts on Friday the 11th, tomorrow for you guys listening live, at 5:29 a.m. Eastern Time. And like every new moon, it gives us a two-week window from the 11th of December through the 25th to really get in there and launch into some new, brand new interest that you might have, or to take your current interests into that next chapter. It is really the biggest boost out of the whole year that you get in the Sagittarian field. So you do want to be proactive. You do want to dive in there and really work with this energy flow while you've got it, even if it is the holidays. So, you know, Sagittarius rules all of the parts of the sky that are about the higher mind. It is where we go to broaden our scope. And so, therefore, the topics it rules are travel, so really good time to book your flight or take your, you know, jump on the plane and go. It rules foreign interests and people, import-export, globalization of ideas, you know, so broadening yourself through that way of putting yourself there or interacting with people from a distance, favored during this next 2 weeks. Anything legal, the laws, the higher mind, you know, when it's used correctly. So you may want to, you know, sign legal documents, push for that, or get things incorporated, or go sit down and talk to an attorney about something. Really good time to do it. Sagittarius rules media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity. I know a lot of you guys out there that talk to me are into this stuff, and I am too. And it's just a fantastic time to, you know, hunker down and really work on any projects that you have, or sending out your resumes for the next thing you want to do, or getting in there and meeting with people that can motivate and push that forward for you. And, excuse me, Sagittarius also rules higher education. So really good two-week period to, you know, scout out your schools, to sign up for a class, to decide you want to get a certification in something or go back to college, or if you want to start teaching something, you know, start offering courses or outlining them so you can up ahead. Anything educational, really fantastic time to put your focus there. This is also the ruler of religion and ceremonies, so weddings fall here as well. So if you've been, you know, having some kind of hankering to get back into your religious practices or make some kind of change with that, or you are interested in working in the wedding field, or you want to attend a wedding or plan a wedding or get married yourself, this 2 weeks, the things that you do can help lead you to that. And it's also the sign of politics. And so if there is something political you would like to get involved with, Lord knows the planet could probably use it. So you put your positive energy out there and dive in and get involved. So, you know, we're going to see all kinds of new things coming out on the global stage in those areas with people at a distance and travel and foreigners and with our politicians and our religious sects and with our media and educational and legal matters, and maybe we'll see a celebrity wedding out there too. A new moon, new beginnings, fresh start, brand new territory opening up. Be proactive and work with it. The other thing in the general overview that I want to tell you guys about is that, you know, here we're coming out of this kind of aggravating but motivating Mars week that's been all over the place. And we're now moving into a Venus week. Well, it's kind of a new moon week, but Venus is really going to be busy. And I pulled up the chart for where the planets are today, like I do before every show. And I have to tell you that out of all the planets, you know, floating around, bouncing around, doing their thing out there right now, Venus is the only one who is completely positively aspected. And she is going to really take that home in the week ahead. So we want to work our Venus areas because that's where things are going to go really well, or they're going to, if something, you know, challenging has to happen, it's because something better is about to happen there. So, you know, you have to trust what's going on in the Venus area because it looks so rosy. So Venus, as most of you guys know, it rules true love, and it rules women, and it rules beauty, and it rules your personal income. So those four areas were favored in this week ahead to kind of get in there and see how we can get that in the pocket, you know. And because this is in Scorpio, well, first of all, you Scorpios, congratulations. Looks like a good week for you guys in the Venus themes. But, you know, it'll affect everybody, and I'll tell you guys where it'll play out for everybody. But in Scorpio, that means when we're looking at love with Venus, we also want to attach intimacy there. So there may be a way to connect more deeply with somebody that you love. Or there may be, you may decide in this week ahead, you know, I need that in my life, and you might start taking steps in this week that lead you to that up ahead. Because Venus rules women in Scorpio, then this would mean a week where, you know, we want to look for ways to empower women and or ourselves if we're women. And we want to look for positive, deep changes with women or evolving situations with women. And because Venus rules beauty and it's in Scorpio, then beauty becomes about personal power as well. Or it may be a way to make money if you're in the beauty field. And then personal income attaches in some way to the outer financial interests, your commissions or your investments or your royalties or your partner's money or getting the insurance tackled or the taxes paid off or whatever that financial scope might be for you. Also, income may really hinge positively on third-party situations and kind of working that out in some favorable way in the week ahead. So, you know, kind of blending the Venus themes with the Scorpio themes, that's where you're going to see some great things happening in the week ahead. And, you know, as Venus is doing this stuff, she's kind of bookending the week between this Thursday and next Thursday, between her alignment with Neptune, which is building tonight and through Friday. And then at the end of the week, as she comes to align with Scorpio's ruler, Pluto, in a very favorable aspect. So I don't, you know, the blog talk just started talking to me, so I hope you guys are hearing me. always makes me nervous. I'm going to go over and see if anybody's posting any kind of like, oh my gosh, Zoe, there's insanity going on your page kind of thing. Anyways, so, you know, we have a lot to look forward with Venus, and I would say, you know, 60 seconds. If she cuts me off, then you're just going to have to rely on the overview, I guess. So that's it. We have just a terrific week to start to launch in these areas. I don't know. Yeah, you know, this is my Mars-Uranus opposition. I guess I'm getting the feeling that I'm going to get cut off here. If I do, I love you guys. I hope the intro was enough to get you guys going all right in detail about it when I post the weekly, obviously. But I'm going to see. I'm going to wait here. I'm saying I have 20 seconds left for some reason. And it's just always fun, isn't it? You know? I can't tell you. I'm not going to go. yeah, 9 seconds. I'm not going to go into each sign until I find out if they're going to let me stay on the air here or not. I'll start with the signs after this if I'm still here. Keep your fingers crossed.